Okay, let's unpack this. If you're aiming to build those next-gen scalable applications, you absolutely need top-tier Java talent. So this deep dive, it's basically your strategic shortcut. We're giving you the ultimate guide. Think of it as forming your Java dream team. And this comes from, well, insights based on 30 years in the industry.
Exactly. And that kind of insight really matters today because Java, it isn't just stable, it's actually driving innovation, especially in sectors where, frankly, failure just isn't an option. Our sources really hammer this home. Java drives high functionality. Think fintech, right? Financial institutions, they lean heavily on it for security. And e-commerce giants, they need its resilience for, handling massive amounts of transactions.
It's incredible how versatile it is, though. I mean, you see it covering everything from mobile Android apps, right, little embedded systems, all the way up to these massive enterprise applications, healthcare, insurance, banking.
Yeah, it's kind of the constant, isn't it? And that versatility really hinges on Java's core philosophy. Write once, run anywhere.
Ah, the famous mantra.
Exactly. That capability lets the code just run smoothly across all sorts of different operating systems, different hardware. Hiring someone who gets Java, it's like hiring someone who speaks the universal language of enterprise development.
Which, for anyone managing big long-term projects, that sounds like stability. And cost savings, too. Because it's object-oriented, you get that clean, modular code, reusable components, easier maintenance down the line.
Precisely. And crucially, those built-in security features are, well, they're non-negotiable when you're handling sensitive data, personal data especially.
Okay, so that's the why. Let's shift gears. What are the actual skills? What separates a, decent coder from a true Java engineer?
Good question. It really starts with the fundamentals. You need a rock-solid command of the language itself, syntax, data structures, and really mastering those core OOP concepts. Inheritance, polymorphism.
Encapsulation, abstraction.
Right. These aren't just buzzwords. They're the foundation for code that stays manageable, that stays scalable years later.
But knowing the language isn't the whole picture, is it? You mentioned security, risk management. What about the tools, the
Yeah.
ecosystem around Java?
Exactly. Candidates have got to be proficient with Java's rich ecosystem, using common libraries, APIs for things like collections, networking, I/O, and critically, how they handle data.
Okay, data handling, so databases.
Absolutely. This is often where you separate the novices from the experienced pros. You need a strong grasp of database management systems, SQL, and those key integration technologies like GDBC and JPA or Hibernate.
Hold on, JPA. Hibernate.
Yeah.
If I'm a hiring manager, maybe not deep in the code myself, why should I specifically care if they know those?
Because that knowledge directly saves you time and money. Seriously. Frameworks like JPA and Hibernate, they're what efficiently translate the application logic into, well, often complex database commands. They bridge the gap.
Okay, so it's about efficiency, less manual error-prone SQL writing.
You got it. Developers aren't wasting weeks writing brittle code to talk to the database.
Makes sense. Efficiency tools.
Yep.
So beyond that, they need the standard kit, right? IDEs like IntelliJ IDEA or Eclipse, and frameworks like Spring.
Definitely. Experience with those IDEs is crucial for productivity. And Spring, yeah, it's huge for building robust, modern applications.
And what about teamwork? How does a Java dev fit in with, say, the front-end folks?
Great point. Collaboration is key. While they're focused on the server-side logic, they really need fluency in web technologies too. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, understanding HTTP, REST APIs.
So they can speak the same language, basically.
Exactly. It ensures that seamless interaction, that effective teamwork with the people building the user interfaces.
Okay, so we know what skills to look for. How do we actually find these people? Let's talk hiring strategy. Step one seems to be preparation.
Absolutely. Define your needs very clearly. What technical skills, what experience level, and then craft a compelling job description. Don't just list duties, sell the role, the challenge, your company culture.
Got it. Then the assessment stages. Screening first.
Yes, and don't just treat it as a resume check. The sources emphasize using this pre-screening interview to dig into soft skills, motivation, their interpersonal abilities. Can they communicate? Can they learn?
Right, more than just ticking boxes. Then the technical deep dive.
Yeah. And don't just rely on theory. Use online coding platforms, maybe custom coding tests, structured interview questions. really gauge their actual Java expertise and, critically, how they solve problems under a bit of pressure.
And technical skills alone aren't enough. You mentioned culture fit.
Crucial. You have to evaluate their ability to work cooperatively. Can they adapt? Teamwork and adaptability are just as important as their coding chops for long-term success.
Okay, found the candidate, check the skills, check the fit. What next?
Make a competitive offer. Swiftly. Based on their qualifications, experience, and what the market dictates. And then don't drop the ball here. Focus on smooth onboarding.
Onboarding. Often overlooked.
It is. Provide the resources, the tools they need. And maybe assign a mentor or a buddy. Get them integrated and productive quickly. That's key for retention, too.
Makes total sense. So, tying this all together, finding great Java talent isn't just filling a seat, is it?
Not at all. It's a pivotal investment, a strategic one. When you hire these high-caliber professionals, you're actively shaping the future success, the robustness, the scalability of your projects for years to come.
Absolutely. A foundation for the future.
Okay, final thought for everyone listening. Our source material talks about assessing skills through interviews, coding exercises, practical projects. Now, if you could only pick one of those methods to really understand both a candidate's problem-solving ability and their potential for teamwork, which tool do you think gives you the deepest insight, something to mull over as you start building that Java dream team?